President Joe Biden is keeping his promise today and vowing to share the COVID vaccine IP with nations in need. Hear how the U.S. plans to give developing countries a full 60 seconds with the vaccine patents to memorize everything they can. And later, a look inside some of the most innovative minds in business. We'll sit down with one forward-thinking CEO who hopes his company can capture new audiences by making their product worse in every conceivable way. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Stay with us. We'll hold your pathetic little hand through today's news. Well, topical listeners, everything up until this point has probably sounded like just a normal episode of your favorite daily news podcast, but today's episode is anything but. To start, you're probably all wondering where I've been for the past couple of months, and I'd like to explain. We put the show on pause so I could pursue an investigative piece on the presence of ISIS, or Al-Qaeda, whichever one I found more of, in America. Specifically, on Martha's Vineyard, where I also happen to own a vacation cottage. I spent nearly 6 weeks and four long weekends hunting down sources who were willing to speak on the record, and what I ultimately found was chilling.
Hi, Mr. Price. My parents said they don't like it when you come into our yard.
That's Liam, who lives with his family just down the coastline. He's a normal 9-year-old boy. Or so I thought.
And Liam, how old are you?
I'm 8.
My God, that's even younger than I said. And how long have you been involved with ISIS?
What's ISIS?
I was having some trouble getting the sound bites I needed, so I decided to take up permanent residency at my seaside chateau until I could get exactly what was required to tell this story and convince the higher-ups at OPR that this shouldn't be an unpaid vacation. For the next month, I met regularly with Liam, building trust with my source and introducing him to some new ideas.
This scarf itches.
Just read the thing.
ISIS is where I learned to hate America.
Louder.
Death to America.
Louder.
Allah Akbar. Mr. Price, what's a child bride?
It was a breakthrough. I immediately submitted my recordings so the editors could get right to work on making it sound convincing. But instead of a message of congratulations on a job well done, I received the following email from my boss, OPR CEO Steve Myers, in response. Leslie, please meet me at my office tomorrow at 10 a.m. We need to talk about the topical and a few items on your last expense report that were flagged by Homeland Security. Talk soon, Steve. So I returned to the OPR office, fully prepared to defend the integrity of my journalistic work.
He lied to me, Steve! How could I have possibly known he wasn't really in ISIS? We should sue his ass!
Leslie, what are you talking about?
But it appeared this meeting wasn't about my story at all.
So, this isn't about my unverified reporting?
Oh, God, no. It's just a podcast, Leslie. You won't be facing any consequences for that.
Oh, great.
Now, Leslie, I wanted to speak to you today because I have some news. We've decided to diversify some of our programming here at OPR.
You mean like...
Oh, not like that. I just mean different kinds of shows. Well, there's no easy way to say this, but we're making some changes to the topical.
Changes? That's great! Because I had this one idea for a week-long series where I travel the Northeast looking for the best crab dip
and... No, Leslie, not those kinds of changes. We're changing the show's existence. It's canceled.
Canceled? But what about the news? How will people be able to understand it without me digesting it for them?
Leslie, come on. Now that Trump's out of the White House and we have like 8 vaccines, no one needs to hear the news anymore. It's boring. And reporters are expensive.
Well, that's okay. I can do things that aren't news. I could interview people. I could recite my memoirs. Oh, I could record a special where I travel the Northeast looking for the best crab dip.
Yeah, well, it's not just the news that's depressing, Leslie. It's also you.
Hmm?
No one cares about you. No one respects you. No one even really knows who you are.
Oh.
People want to hear voices they recognize and trust and that don't talk about sad shit like the truth.
What?
That's why tomorrow, instead of the topical, we'll be airing our newest podcast hosted by famed British recording artist Kate Bush and former U.S. President George W. Bush.
Huh?
It's called Torn the Bush. And Spotify already has us signed on for 800 episodes. And we have a really great launch sponsorship deal with a pubic hair curler company called Mancurled. You may have seen their ads on Antifa Vaxxers.
And that, listener, is how I found out that today will be the last episode of The Topical. And now you know, too. We'll be back to end it all right after this. Hello, Topical listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by Cash App, the easiest way to send and receive money, and a proud and generous partner that keeps this show afloat. With a sponsor like Cash App, you'll never have to worry about the financial security of your podcast again. I use Cash App all the time to spend all the money I make from being gainfully employed, and you can too. Just go to the App Store, scroll down past the large number of other apps that perform the exact same function, and start turning your money into phone. Just don't forget to use the promo code Topical when you sign up. Wouldn't want anything happening to this show. So what are you waiting for? Download Cash App today, because without their support, we would be nothing.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Fucking shit. Fucking celebrities and their shit. What do they have that I don't... What the fuck do they even have, huh? I've been doing this for 15 years. Now that you give a shit. And I've talked to celebrities. I've talked to a lot of them, and they're not that great. Pretty fucking terrible, actually. I met a whole lot of them, and I've got a lot of secrets, and there's no point in biting my tongue now. Like Tom Hanks. Everybody loves Tom Hanks, right? I bet if he had a podcast, you idiots would gobble it right up. Until you found out that pedo runs a puppy mill out of his mansion, and that he smells like shit. Huh. It's true. Ooh, hope I don't get fired for being mean to our favorite Mr. Rogers. You know, the real Mr. Rogers could only come down from a show by murdering a prostitute? Yeah, that's something Kate and George W. won't tell you about. Who else we got? Oh yeah, that old bitch Betty White. Did you know she used to own slaves? Yeah. Have fun watching the Golden Girls now, asshole. And J.K. Rowling stole the idea for Harry Potter from a dead kid's diary. Patrick Stewart eats aborted fetuses by the bucket. And Tom Brady can't get off unless his wife Giselle puts on blackface, which she loves to do. But no, no! By all means, enjoy their podcast, you fucking morons. All of you, you're all morons. Like you, Roger Welch. Did you really think giving 10 measly fucking dollars to our little Patreon was gonna make a difference? Of course not. Sure, we might have told you it would, but you're the schmuck that fell for it. So joke's on you, dick smack. Have fun on your Reddit for Nazi sympathizers. Or how about Erin Audley? There's another one that didn't do jack fuck for us. I heard she lost her job at Tim Hortons for wiping her ass with the donuts after she diarrhea'd in the sinks, but not before Sam M. and Tyler Waldman ate half a dozen each. Oh, Oh, and I mustn't forget the members of our $25 tier. Yes, we must bow before the righteous $25 tier members. Thank you, oh gracious Kyle Murphy and Andrew Miller and J.G. Jungman. Oh, we prostrate ourselves before you and your topical branded coffee mugs that was so carefully crafted for you in a Chinese prison labor camp. Yeah, that's right. Just think about that while you're sipping your morning cup.
Leslie, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Hey, hey! Speaking of child molesters, it's the one and only OPR CEO, Mr. Steve Myers, everyone!
Ha ha! Yeah. Leslie, you idiot! Ah. You can still get sued even if the show's off the air!
Wait, really?
Yes.
Well, I just kind of assumed I had some sort of immunity.
No! Now just read the rest of the news and get the hell out of here. Kate and George need the studio.
Fine, asshole. Folks, here's what else you need to know today.
Boeing is under fire today, and executives at the airplane manufacturer are scrambling to do some damage control after their latest CEO, Dave Calhoun, erupted into flames mid-press conference. Video of the incident shows Calhoun bursting into flames and the charred remains of his body barreling toward the ground. Officials at Boeing, however, have assured customers that the 64-year-old executive was just experiencing some minor technical issues and that his spontaneous combustion was an isolated incident and really nothing to worry about. And with more schools beginning to resume in-person classes, there is some good news for teachers today who are discovering that the coronavirus outbreak seems to have finally brought their classroom size to an appropriate level for learning. Some education officials are less pleased with the smaller class sizes, however, as many school districts across the country have seen profits on school lunches decrease by as much as 35%. And President Joe Biden's mission to unite the country seems to be on the right track, according to an encouraging new study out today that's found nearly 9% of Americans are all in this together. That's an increase of 0.4% from this time last year. And finally, a new jobs report from the Department of Labor today has concluded that there are, in fact, worse ways out there to make a living than being a podcast host. Despite dire outlooks for the overcrowded industry with a highly concentrated ad revenue stream that's dominated by a select few at the top, the report found that the true value of hosting a podcast lies not in the money, but in being able to bring together a community of co-workers and listeners who you otherwise never would have known, and bring just a little bit of joy to their lives each and every day. Well, that one's definitely bullshit. And that's The Topical. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, well, then you probably should have subscribed a long time ago. No sense in doing it now. Thanks a lot. I suppose if you did like this, you can always tune in to Two in the Bush, hosted by... Oh, come on. Hosted by Kate Bush and George W. Bush, where the famed British recording artist and former U.S. president will discuss everything from the day's current events to what it was like growing up nowhere near each other. Two in the Bush premieres tomorrow.
Leslie?
Marcy? Marcy! Why, it's OPR's Marcy Hammond and OPR's Rebecca Neal.
Hey, Leslie.
And Alan Potts and Dirk Mullins, Jenna Resnick, Charles Dearborn, Remy, Martha, Loretta, you're all here.
That's right, Leslie.
You're all here because you heard this was my last show, and you're here to tell OPR that you won't stand for it, and that if I go, you all go. You're here to save the show.
Fuck no. We came here to kick your ass, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
You think you're the only one that works on this show?
Jesus.
We all just got fired too, dumbass.
And it's all your fault, you boring old fuck.
Wait, but what about all the important work we did and the great times we had together?
Leslie, you shot me.
You turned me over to the Audubon Society.
And you made me chop up dead bodies and dissolve them in acid.
You made me cover politics.
You cheated on me with your wife.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
And now that you're not our boss anymore, we're gonna do what we've all wanted to do for a long time.
Get him!
Ah! Oh no! Folks, that's the top of the... Ah! I just want you to know I hated every minute of it. Ah! And if I make it out alive, I'm coming to kick your ass next because this is all your fault. Ah!
Like that?
You ruined my life. No!
What's the matter, Leslie? Afraid to hit a woman?
Not one that fights as dirty as you, Hammond. Ah! Ow! Ow! biting me!
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah. Ah! You little bitch. You've always been a stupid little cowardly bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah! Oh!